भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the Canto 11, Chapter 3, entitled Liberation from the Illusory Energy. Text 22. Tatra Bhagavatam Dharmam Shikshet Gurva Atma Daivata Omayayanu Vrittayayes Tushet Atma Atma Dohari Tatra Bhagavatam Dharmam Shikshet Guru Atma Daivata Omayayanu Vrittayayes Tushet Atma Atma Dohari Tatra Bhagavatam Dharmam Shikshet Guru Atma Daivata Omayayanu Vrittayaye Tushit Atma Atma Dohari Matajis. Word to word. Tatra. There, in the association of the spiritual master, Bhagavatam Dharman, the science of devotional service, Shikshet, should learn. Guru Atma Daivatah, he for whom the spiritual master is his very life and worshipable deity. He for whom the spiritual master is his very life and worshipable deity. Amayaya, without deceit. Anuvrittaya, by faithful service. Yehi, by which devotional service tushet can be satisfied. Atma, the super soul. Atmadaha, who bestows his own self. Harihi, Lord Hari. translation, accepting the bona fide spiritual master as one's life and soul and worshipable deity, the disciple should learn from him the process of pure devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the soul of all souls, is inclined to give himself to his pure devotees. Therefore, the disciple should learn from spiritual master to serve the Lord without duplicity and in such a faithful and favorable way that the Supreme Lord, being satisfied, will offer him to the faithful disciple. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace. We'll read from the what was left from the yesterday. Srila Rupa Goswami has delineated four preliminary requisites for advancement for the sincere disciple. Guru Pada Shreyastasmat Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam Vishrambena Guru Seva Sadhu Vartamanu Vartanam. First, accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. Second, becoming initiated by the spiritual master and learning how to discharge devotional service from him. Third, obeying the orders of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. And fourth, following in the footsteps of the great acharyas, teachers, under the direction of the spiritual master. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.74. One who has executed these preliminary duties is qualified to relish Srimad Bhagavatam. When one actually hears the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam as it is, he becomes free from the desire for sense gratification and mental speculation and is happy and satisfied in the service of Lord Krishna. Yasyam vaishuyamanayam krishne paramapurushe bhaktir utpatyate pumsa shoka moha bhayapaha. Simply by giving oral reception to Srimad Bhagavatam, the feeling of loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. Bhagavatam 1.7.7. One should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a bona fide spiritual master who can expertly engage the propensity for loving Krishna that arises from hearing the transcendental sound of Bhagavatam. Such a transcendental authorized engagement is called Bhagavat Dharma. Within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, there are many thousands of authorized engagements pertaining to society's missionary activities. And by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and performing such engagements, the society's members feel relief from shoka, lamentation, moha, illusion, and bhaya, fear. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, those who have achieved a mature understanding of the transcendental sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam may adopt the order of Tridandi Sannyas as described in a Hamsagit, the 13th chapter of this canto. A so-called Vaishnava who whimsically neglects the strict control of the body, mind and speech cannot actually achieve the shelter at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. Even if such a whimsical sense enjoyer makes a show of assuming the dress of danda of a Vaishnava sannyas, he will not attain the desired result, love of Krishna. A bona fide Vaishnava should work earnestly to free himself from any tinge of sense gratification and mental speculation, and with a loving heart he should carry out the orders of his bona fide spiritual master. By always remembering the exalted position of bona fide spiritual master, the disciple will achieve the shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Unittam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitham Tam Sachivam साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितां च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा So, the subject matter talks about the Sri Guru and how the Lord gives himself to the his pure devotees and how a disciple takes a shelter of Guru and a Bhagavad Dharma. The subject matter is very high and I have no realizations about it. But taking this as an opportunity to convince my mind, myself to follow what will be discussed. So begging for the mercy and empowerment for attempting to discuss some Krishna Katha from all my Shiksha Gurus and all Vaishnavas. So this is the text 22. The text 21 actually describes about the, it talks more about the spiritual master's qualification, or it talks from the perspective of spiritual master, how should be a spiritual master. And text 22 actually talks about the disciple's perspective, how he should take the shelter of Guru. So the verse says, Tatra Bhagavatan Dharman. So accepting the bona fide spiritual master, Tatra means the in the association of the spiritual master, as described in the text 21, that the bona fide, accepting the association of the spiritual master, Bhagavatan Dharman Shikshet, one should learn Bhagavad Dharma in the association of such a spiritual master. And the word I have shared is Guru Atma Daivataha. So this is a wonderful phrase, Guru Atma Daivataha. That means for one whom spiritual master, Guru, is Atma, meaning by life, is his life, and Daivataha, that means his deity. So it is Guru, for a disciple who takes a Guru as his life and soul, and he is a worshipable duty. DT. So Guru Atma Daivata. So similarly, the same phrase comes into the previous chapter 11.2.37, where it describes that the where does the fears comes from? Seeing the something other than the Lord. That means who has turned away from the Lord. The same word used there is a Guru Pad, Guru Devata Atma. So one, a disciple who considers the Guru as a Devata and Atma. So when somebody takes a shelter of such a guru, then there will be no fear of the material existence. So Guru Atma Daivata, and after that, if somebody carries out the devotional service, in which way? So it's described, the next says Amayaya Anuvrittaya. So the two qualities have been mentioned. How should one carry out the devotional services? Anuvrittaya, being a faithful, carrying out the faithful service, and Amayaya, without hypocrisy. So Amayaya Anuvrittaya, yes. It says Tushet. And when somebody carries out such a kind of devotional service with a faithful and without hypocrisy, then Lord will be satisfied. Tushet. Lord will be pleased. And then Atma Dohari. Atma Atma Dohari. Atma Atmadaha means it is actually refers to the Lord Krishna who gives himself away. That is called Atma Atmadaha. Who gives himself away to the devotees when he is satisfied. When he is satisfied by a faithful disciple, then he gives himself to such a kind of disciple. So herein Lord Krishna is trying to say that Lord Krishna, the aim of Bhagavad Dharma is to, for the Lord he gives himself. If somebody follows Bhagavad Dharma as prescribed by spiritual masters and renders a faithful and without hypocrisy the devotional service, then Lord he himself gives to him, to that devotee. So as yesterday Chaitanya Lila Prabhu was describing about this tendency of the Lord, he gives himself to his devotee when he is satisfied, and that was, he elaborated the example of Bali Maharaj. So Krishna is unconquerable, but he is conquered by his faithful devotee. So topic we'll be discussing today is shelter of taking guru, and then how it leads to the Bhagavad Dharma, how to learn the Bhagavad Dharma and understanding the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the purport what we read today is it describes the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Guru Pada Shriyastasma Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam Vishrambhena Guru Seva Sadhu Vartamanu Vartanam. So it describes the out of 64 limbs of devotional service, it describes the first four. The first one is Guru Pada Shreyas, that means taking shelter of Shri Guru. Second is Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam, so taking initiation and acquiring knowledge from Guru. Third is Vishrambhena Guru Seva, that means serving Shri Guru with respect, faithfully. And Sadhu Vartamanu Vartanam, the fourth is following the rules and regulations according to the scriptures as approved by acharyas under the guidance of spiritual master. So the first and foremost among them, among the all the 64 items, is the first one is a Shri Guru Padashray. So Shri Guru Padashray, Shri Guru Padashray means without taking shelter of Shri Guru, it is impossible to enter into the realm of a Bhagavad Bhakti. That is Shri Guru Padashray. For example, let's say like a medical student who is doing his MD medicine. So what happens is, you know, during his MBBS, he is loaded with so many books and so many subjects. But as he enters into the post-graduation MD, the higher studies, so he is, there are not any subjects, there are hardly any subjects, but he just has to render few years unto certain professor, unto an expert doctor, right? It's not just up to the MD or one who gives the MD medicine, but even after for some specialization if he has to go, even if he has done his specialization, he still attaches himself to some professor. That means there are a lot of books available, but these books cannot give, just by reading the books, he can't acquire that knowledge. So he has to attach himself to an expert practitioner to acquire that knowledge. That means import of books cannot be revealed unless there is an expert practitioner. Unless somebody takes shelter of takes shelter under some experienced guide. So even such a kind of field, which is although a material, you know, needs some shelter ashray of an expert, then how much is for the spiritual knowledge? That spiritual knowledge which is beyond our senses, beyond our senses and mind and intelligence, that surely needs some expert guidance. That's why there is a need of Shri Guru Padashray, and that is the first thing which is described in the 64 limbs of devotional service. So Jiva Goswami Pa says in the Bhakti Sandarbhas that the pleasing Guru is as good as pleasing Hari. So he says, he upon whom spiritual master is pleased also obtains the pleasure of Sri Hari himself. Even if the Lord is not pleased, and if the spiritual master gives him a protection, right, then there is a, like, even if Lord is not pleased, but the spiritual master can give him the protection. But if spiritual master is displeased, then there is a no protection. Therefore, one should please Sri Guru by all our endeavors. Hari Bhakti Vilas and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says in that verse, Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat nagadi kutopi. So when Sri Guru gives some mantra, so it is given, it is that mantra acts like a seed, and that seed expands, right? And when a sadhaka, a disciple, performs sadhana and seva under Sri Guru, then that actually is revealed everything. That seed reveals into a proper plant, right? And the fruits are revealed. The second item is talked about Krishna Dikshade Shikshanam. So Diksha. So conditioned soul, by causeless mercy of Lord, he attains a sadhu sangha. Somehow or other, like a book distributor passing by, or someone going by, you know, he attends a sadhu sangha. And by that sadhu sangha, soul, by constant in touch with the sadhu, that sadhu sangha, association of devotees, he actually, that conditioned soul offer himself to Sri Guru. And when Sri Guru bestows upon a Krishna Naam on this conditioned soul, then disciples, initially he has a lot of aversion to the Lord. So by regularly performing, by taking a Krishna Naam from Sri Guru, he actually becomes, that aversion is gone away. And he becomes, that aversion was as Bhagavat Vimukta, it goes away. And then direct attention, he puts his, invests his attention into the Bhagavad Bhakti. Then Guru gives him Sambandha Gyan, wherein describes about the Ishvara, Jiva and Maya. When he understands this tattva, then that dormant inclination to serve the Lord arises in the heart. So that Bhagavad Vimukta now turns into the Bhagavad Unmukta. He turns himself to Lordship. So that Guru plays a role by which his Unmukta turns into Vimukta turns into the Unmukta. And then consequently, Papa, Bija, Avidya, all are destroyed to the root. And this is the process of Diksha. So actually this all doesn't start doesn't start on the Diksha day. But actually, it begins from the initiation day, Diksha day. It carries forwards. So, one may say that, okay, if the holy name is so potent, so why we need Diksha? Why do we need Diksha? So, Jiva Goswami explains in this Bhakti Sandarbhas, he says, the scriptures may describes, refers to a lot of potency of Mahamantra. But previous Mahajanas also accepted a Guru. So one who desire to follow the footsteps of those Guru, those great selves, must accept the Diksha. So Diksha is to awaken our relationship with the Lord, and that relationship is established by Sri Guru. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also took Diksha. Lord Krishna also accepted Garga Muni as a Guru, as a teacher. So it said, like, you know, like a sun actually evaporates so much water from the sun, and that evaporated water becomes a cloud, and that cloud is being driven by air, and it hits to the mountains, and when it hits to the mountain, it pours down as a rain. And when that rain is poured down on the mountains, it forms a rivulets, and actually it makes a, formulates a river. and that river ultimately ends up into sea. So it's like Shri Krishna. So sometimes sometimes people say that Krishna is all powerful. Why does he need a guru? Actually, he shows by his example that we all should strive for taking shelter of guru, taking diksha. So it is like, you know, Shri Krishna, Lord Shri Krishna is a ocean of the knowledge, all knowledge, right? But that knowledge as that water evaporates, makes a clouds and hits at the mountains, that knowledge forms a river. That river is considered as a Gargamuni. That river from where it is receiving that water is actually from the sea, from Krishna. And that river, Gargamuni, becomes a teacher to Lord Shri Krishna. It's like that same water through that river is given back to the ocean. So the same knowledge which is taken from the Krishna is given back to the Krishna. That's the way we understand Lord Krishna also accepted Shri Guru. So the third aspect is talked about is Vishrambhena Guru Seva. So that means one should render faithful service to Shri Guru. Now anarthas cannot be destroyed so easily. Whatever the rigid sadhana one may do, but they cannot be destroyed so easily. They can be destroyed if somebody starts serving Shri Guru. So the word used in the verse is amayaya anuvrittiya, faithfully and without duplicity. So who is a fortunate soul? One who gets a mercy. And who gets a mercy? One who is surrendered to the Guru. He gets a mercy. And who is and by that fortune is actually he perfects his life. But if he develops some duplicity or superficial, then it is just an outward show or just a lip service. Then he doesn't deserve mercy. Then what he deserves is a cheating. Right? So the mercy or a cheating are the options how we render service to the Shri Guru, in which mode we render service to the Shri Guru. So Srila Kaviraj Goswami says, Apana Shodibe. So for my own purification, I will write. So when he writes the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, for my own purification, I will write. Not for my any material purpose or for any material gain. It is for the pleasure of Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Then the heart will be purified and then we can understand the imports of the Shastras. The fourth thing which is talked about is Sadhu Vartamanu Vartanam. So following the paths of sadhus or acharyas. So sadhana bhakti, if we have to give a definition of sadhana bhakti in a more understandable way, it is like a struggle of a sadhaka to fix up his mind upon the Lord. Right? That is called as a sadhana bhakti. It's always a constant struggle for a sadhaka, a conditioned soul, to fix his mind on a Lord. Now, to control the mind in such a way so that to fix in the Lord, there could be many paths and there could be many ways. Right? But one should pursue that path which is shown by our previous Mahajanas to attend the Lord. So the path is already chalked out by Mahajanas. And why should we accept that such a path? Because it is free from the distress and any hardship. Like if you have to go from here, Mumbai, to Pune, then we will take a normal path of what the route is, expressway, right? A proper path. But if somebody says, no, I don't want to take an expressway, I will actually, you know, trek and I will cross over the Sahyadris. I will do a trekking and I will go out to the Pune. That's just a foolish proposition. Just accept what is given, right? Just follow the path of Mahajanas. That's the clever idea. That is actually the intelligence is. So the no path can be ascertained by any individual, you know. So previous Mahajanas, a following consecutively some path and made that path very neat and very clean. It is free from the obstructions. Like for example, when once we had gone to the GV, and just behind the Gordaniko village, there is a hilltop. There is one mountain. So when we had gone for a trekking, going was very easy, but coming down was very difficult. Because going way, you understand, you have to just go on the top. But while coming down, it was all jungle. And you could not figure out where is the GV now. So, but then you find some pathway, and rather than inventing your new ideas and the best thing is just follow this pathway and it will lead. Because how this pathway was created, because there were many experienced people who went on that mountain and passed through it. Because they were coming and going and passing through that pathway, the forest grass doesn't grow there. And that's how that pathway is formed, right? Even when somebody passes through, there are some good people, though clears that any harsh element which comes across that path, right? They clears that pathway. It is very well chalked out, right? It is very distinctly visible, right? So that's how the path is made very neat and clean and free from the obstruction. We just have to adopt that pathway. So the following has to be done. We should follow which is being given by the previous marginas. Someone has a success in certain field and you want to adopt that field, okay, just follow him. That's the best option, right? But that following do need the trampling of ego, There will be trampling of ego to follow somebody or following that path. But the success is strikingly visible. Now one may say, okay, the definition of success may vary. There is a lot of many definition of success. Therefore it is said, follow under the guidance of a spiritual master. Follow under the authority. So he says, in the purport says, following in the footsteps of great acharyas under the direction of the spiritual master. So while doing a trekking, you may see there are many pathways, right? Leading to many different destinations, right? So expert guidance is needed wherein you can check out which pathway will enable me to reach that proper destination. So even the expert guidance is needed there also to choose between the different. There could be many pathways. So why guru? Why we need a guru when Shastras gives all the knowledge? When Shastra gives all knowledge, then why do we need a guru? One has to take a medicines as prescribed in the bottle. Like bottle has given some, on that bottle of the medicine, there are some instructions written. And you just take that medicine, that's all. Why do you need a doctor? Right? One may think like that. But actually the medicine is prescribed by a doctor. So one has to follow that prescription. Right? Even if one knows this is the medicine, but one has to follow the prescription because the doctor can only talk about what is the right amount for the right person. And that's why we need expert guidance always. Even though we may know the Shastras or the knowledge. So Guru Padashraya means actually unconditional surrender. Bhagavad Gita 2.27 says, Shishasteham Sadhi Mam Tvam Prapannam. So he says, Arjuna says, I became your shishya or disciple. A disciple means one who is under the strict discipline. He is disciple. Right? So there is a Karnadhara Guru. So in the great sages of Naimisharanya, when speaking to Shruta Goswami, they talks about Guru Karnadharaiva Varanam. So this is that we think we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as a captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all good qualities of a human being. Kalim Sattva Haram Pumsams. The Kali, which is destroying all the good qualities of human beings, right? In that situations, it is our fortune that we met you, so that we can accept you as a captain of our ship, so that we can cross over this ocean of Kali. Right? So Guru Karnadhara. So Guru is called as Karnadhara, captain of boat. Boat is stuck. That anchor is deeply stuck into the mud, and that mud is dried, and now that the anchor cannot be removed. It is stuck. So Guru, he lifts that anchor, and he not only lifts that anchor and releases the boat, but he rows a boat. So he is very expert. He knows how to ferry the boat among all kind of obstacles, right? But only one thing we need to do is we have to accept his discipline. That is a disciple. So Karnadhar means one who actually, Karna means ear, one who catches the ear. So Guru is the actually one who catches the ear, right? And we can't complain when Guru catches the ear, because we have voluntarily accepted Shri Guru. So it's like a Shishyasyaham Sadhi Mam Tvam Prapannam. I became your Shishya. Please accept me as your disciple, oh my Guru, right? So that means please inflict upon me the discipline. Unless somebody inflicts upon some severe discipline, the strong attachment will not be cut off, right? So that's what it means. Shishyasyaham Sadhi Mam Tvam Prapannam. So what happens if somebody doesn't take to the Guru Padashray? That is explained in the previous chapter, LN.237. It says, Bhayam Dvitiya Abhinivesh Sasyad. So he says, fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as a material body because of the absorption of the externals. Right? So fear arises when Dvitiya Abhinivesha. Abhinivesha means absorption. Absorption in something. Dvitiya. Dvitiya means first. The first nature for a soul is to serve Krishna, to take shelter of Krishna. But Dvitiya, he is become a unmukt to the Lord Shri Krishna, and is searching. His absorption is not only the Dvitiya Abhinivesha. That means he is totally absorbed in a material things. Right? He is absorbed in something which really he is not. Which really is not his nature. Right? So, because we are covered by the body, we think ourselves as different. And due to these designations, we experience distress depending upon the karmic activities. And the cycle goes on and on. Only way out is a touch of a pure devotee, Guru Padashray. Now someone may say that the Shastra describes everything. So why do one need a Guru? If one is reading all Shastras very carefully, but if a faith in a Guru, the Shastras will never manifest in his heart. He is completely unable to touch those Shastras. He said that if you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, then yourself at the lotus feet of a devotee, a Bhagavad Bhakta. So, he says that the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this as one of the Bhagavat is a great scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Eke Bhagavata, and one other is a pure devotee, absorbed in the mellows of loving devotions. Bhagavata Shastra. Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. So one type of Bhagavata is a Shastra book, and the other type is a Bhagavata, is a personality. That is a Shri Guru. Then it says further in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dui Bhagavata Advatya Bhakti Rasa Tahara Rudaya Tana Prema Haya Vasha. Through the action of these two Bhagavatas, the Lord instills the mellows of transcendental loving service under the heart of a living being, and thus Lord in the heart of his devotees comes under the control of his devotees. So only by the action of these two, the book Bhagavat and the pure devotee, then the Bhagavat Ras enters into our heart. So one time one of the devotees was discussing, how can we complete Srimad Bhagavatam. It's like coping up with the services and then reading Bhagavatam, not getting the time. So we are just discussing that somehow we should finish Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, how should we get the time. So one devotee was just passing through and intervened, Nityanchan Prabhu, he just intervened and he said, Bhagavat, you should just render service unto the Bhagavat. Bhagavat Seva is as good as reading Bhagavat. Bhagavat Seva. So if one renders, that was so striking, that if you just render the service unto the Bhagavat, then the imports of the Bhagavat will be revealed. And you can continue the Srimad Bhagavatam in that way also. And as the opportunity gets, you read the Bhagavatam. Right? So you can relish Bhagavat only when somebody has, somebody renders a proper services under the Bhagavat, a devotee Bhagavat. So, Srimad Bhagavatam also descended or compiled on the period of Sri Guru Padashray. Like Vyasadeva was very despondent. So, that despondency enabled him to take shelter of Narad Muni. And then when Vyasadeva heard from Narad Muni, his guru, then the Narad Muni's instruction was to exclusively glorify Lord Shri Krishna. So this was the aspiration of Narad Muni, and Vyasadeva followed these instructions and then compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, then compiled the Amalam Puranam, that is without any spots. For example, anyone who is we are only interested in a mango tree when it gives a mangoes, right? So if the Vedas are compared to that desired tree, the ripened fruit is Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Galitam Phalam. So that Srimad Bhagavatam, whose inception was nothing but a Sri Guru Padashram, Vyasadev took shelter of Narad Muni, and that's how the Srimad Bhagavatam was being compiled and is given to us. So in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.76, it says,
Anarthopasamam sakshat bhakti yogo adokshache lokasya janato vidvams chakre sattvata sammita.
So anartho upasamam sakshat. Anartha upasamam. So pacification of anarthas. Now what is the anartha? Artha means actually some value. Anartha means which doesn't have any value, right? Which doesn't have no values. So when a soul identifies himself as a product of three modes, that is a anartha. So Krishna is actually paramartha. Paramartha. Paramartha means that which takes away from anartha. Anartha of identifying ourselves as a product of three modes. So that's a Krishna is a paramartha. And how does this anartha can be mitigated? It says bhakti yoga adokshaje. So by practice of bhakti unto the Lord Adokshaja, Lord Shri Krishna, that is a remedy. So bhakti yoga is a remedy for the material existence. And then he says lokasya ajananto. So the performance of bhakti yoga is not generally known by the general mass, because people are just working around. They are in the mode of passion. They are just running around and working around so much, they have forgotten. They identify themselves with the mode of passion, and that's why they can't perform the bhakti yoga. So Vyasadev, the great sage, has compiled Sattvata Samhita. That is, for one who is pursuing the absolute truth, he has compiled this Puran, that is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And as the purport also mentions the verse,
Yasyam Vaishuyamanayam Krishne Paramapurushe Bhaktir Utpatyate Pumsa Shokamoha Bhayapaha.
So he says, it is clearly mentioned here is a Yasya Shuyamanayam, hearing about what? Lord Shri Krishna. So clearly mentioned here is a Paramapurushe, that is a Shri Krishna, and Bhakti Utpatyate, that means awakens by hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, from Shri Guru. When somebody takes a Guru Padashray, he hears from him. So by that, what happens? Bhakti Utpatyate. So one awakens the Bhakti for Paramapurushe, Lord Shri Krishna. And by what after bhakti utpatyate, what happens is shoka moha bhayapaha. Shoka, moha and bhaya he overcomes this. Shoka is a lamentation that what happened, like what has already happened. Moha is illusion of the current situation, and bhaya is a fear about the future. So this is all characterized by the mode of ignorance. So when somebody takes to Guru Padashray and hears from him, then he rises above these three modes, right? Then he overcomes this mode of ignorance, right? And then he can move upwards to the Krishna. Then he becomes fixed up into his Krishna consciousness. It starts with the hearing from the spiritual master, Guru Padashram. So Srimad Bhagavatam can be understood by Yasya Shriyamanayam. So Srila Prabhupada, one time in emergency times, there was a lot of instability in India, and there was a lot of political turmoil going on. So some devotee was saying that, Prabhupada, this is very turmoil going on in India, emergency time. So our preaching has to be very tactful. You know, we have to develop some different tacts. Something tactful has to be done. Prabhupada said, no. Just like I was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, you speak, you do the same. But the devotees are instructing Prabhupada, but I think we need to be very tactful also. Very tactful also. Prabhupada said, if you just speak on a subject matter, what is mentioned in the book, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is already very tactful. And then he quoted the verse, Yasse Shriyamanayam. So he says, Shoka Moha Bhayapaha. So he says, now they are into the position of a Shoka, Moha and Bhaya. Right? This is the right time. This is the best time. And this is the best tact, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasse Shriyamanayam. Now, as the people are putting a lot into the distress, Shoka, Moha and Bhaya, give them this Srimad Bhagavatam. Just speak from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he says, you know, then he quotes a Chaturvidha Bhajante Maam Jano Sukrito Arjuna Artho Jitnyasu Arthati. So Artho, they are now afraid of. So this position is now Artho. Shok Moha Bhaya is a Artho, right? They are afraid of something. So they can take to the Krishna consciousness now seriously. Right? If they have some Sukriti, they can take to the Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada urged them. So then Prabhupada says, fear, he actually took that fear as a positive point. And he says, fear must be there. If he is a gentleman, he must be afraid of this material world. This is very good qualification. If one is afraid of this material existence, it is a very good symptoms. Shokamo bhayaba. Then he can hear something. And then yes, Shriyamanaya. Then he can take to the shelter of Guru and hear from him. And can develop to take up to the bhakti process. So Srila Prabhupada one time, he was walking around taking his walk. So he saw there were a lot of birds were chirping on his head around there. So pointing at those birds, he said that they are not coming down. They are not coming down. Why? But if we go from here, then they will come down. Why so? Because they are very fearful. These birds are chirping, they are very fearful. Although we don't have nothing to do with these birds. It's not like that, you know, we are competing with that birds for the grains which have fallen on the ground. We are not going to grab that grains. It's for the birds only. But still, the birds are very fearful. Right? So he said that so anybody in this material world, right, there will be always be fearful. Anyone with this material body, there will be fearfulness. Bhaya will always be there. Right? And why they are fearful? There is a fear of outcome. Loss or gain. Right? So, loss means lamentation. Right? And there, that leads to shoka. And gain is, unfortunately, it is temporary. And that's why it puts us into the illusion. So, bhaya, shoka and moha. All this is because one has accepted this material body. So only way out is a bhakti yoga, right? And which is being glorified in a Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Puranam. So material world, Prabhupada used the word for the material world is a losing business. Material world, we are always lamenting that I have lost this, I have lost this, I have lost that. And we are always in a losing business. So there is always a shoka. But even amongst that shoka, in this such a lamentation position, one always have a proposition, enjoyment propositions, right? Moha. That, okay, there is a lot of lamentation, but probably I will enjoy. Probably I will enjoy. That puts him into the illusion. Moha. Right? And when such a condition is there, lamentation is also there and moha is there, and that's why what will happen the next is very fearful about it. And that's why the bhaya comes into a picture. So all these conditions are nothing but the anarthas. That's unnecessarily imposed upon us. Right? And the relief from such a suffering is only Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasse Shriyamanayam. So, by inquiring about the Lord, one becomes successful and knowledgeable. Right? And why successful and knowledgeable? Because it leads him to the perfection of his life, liberation from this material world. So, inquiry is so auspicious. Where this kind of inquiry is done is nothing but the Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? So he says, so in the Bhagavatam first canto, third chapter, he says, इदं भागवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्म संहिता उत्तम श्लोक चरितं चकार भागवतं ऋषि. सो ही सेज दैट द इदं भागवतं नाम पुराणं भागवत संहिता. श्री श्रीमद् भागवतम इज नथिंग बट अ लिटरेचर इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द गॉड. ब्रह्म संहिता, ब्रह्म इज नथिंग बट द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड दिस इज अ इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो उत्तम श्लोक चरितं, वॉट इट डिस्क्राइब्स इज द लॉर्ड्स पास्ट टाइम्स. Chakara Bhagavan Rishi, the great sage Vyasadeva has compiled this, right, for the ultimate good for the all the people, right? So Srimad Bhagavatam is an incarnation. There may be many other incarnation has appeared and disappeared. We could not observe them, but we have the literature incarnation Srimad Bhagavatam, right, which has recorded the past times. It acts as like a key which has opened us this treasure, and we can enter into the bhakti ras. So Srimad Bhagavatam is appeared in this world in such a time when Lord Shri Krishna left the world, like when the sun has set, but there is still some light in the sky, right? But on top of it, when the sun has left, there is a dark cloud which is covering the whole sky. So what happens is there is no sun and there is a dark cloud. There is all darkness around, right? So that is a condition when Lord Krishna left this planet, right? Lord Krishna has left is like a setting of a sun, and the dark cloud has covered whole the sky. That's like a Kali Yuga entering, right? So, this darkness is blinding us. It's taking away our spiritual perception, right? It's taking away the capacity for our spiritual perception. So, we are confused or consumed by this material world. We are trapped, we are lost into this darkness. So only way is a Bhagavatam, right? So the Bhagavatam has come, is like a shining lamp, like it's like a sun which has arise again to give the light to everyone. So to conclude our discussions, so we talked about, the verse talks about Gurushi Guru Padashray, how somebody, when he takes to the Guru Padashray, right, how his life leads to taking shelter of ultimately Lord Shri Krishna, and how hearing from such a Shri Guru, yes, the Shreya Manayam, we actually taste the bhakti ras and ultimately can take to the Bhagavad Dharma, right? Taking the shelter of Shri Guru. So we'll stop here. I'm seeking your all blessings so that I can take shelter of Shri Guru and Srimad Bhagavatam. By your blessings, probably I can understand the import of Srimad Bhagavatam and can relish one day the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Seeking your empowerment to follow the footsteps of Acharyas and all the great devotees. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.